And with news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser recently joined a dozen state attorneys general in challenging the Trump administration's new policy on immigrants and public assistance. Weiser has filed or signed onto more than 10 lawsuits against the administration. He says he's concerned about attacks on the justice system for being too political.
Let me offer a few points on this. John Southers, a predecessor of mine, was comfortable defending our common sense gun laws that he might not have recommended. I'm defending the entirety of our taxpayer Bill of Rights in court, even though there are parts of it that I would just as soon change, because the rule of law is the primary value, and I have to honor and defend that value for us to have the constitutional democracy we have.
Weiser was in Aspen yesterday for the Technology Policy Institute's annual forum. A federal program that helps small businesses says more Garfield County companies are asking it for help. Last week, Garfield County granted the Small Business Development Center, or SBDC, $5,000 to help them continue their work. Kristen Kay reports.
Northwest Colorado SBDC provides training and workshops to small businesses on things like management and finance. The program's regional director, Aaron McCuskey, told the Garfield County Board of Commissioners last week that it's conducted over 70 consultations with local businesses so far this year, nearly matching the total for all of 2018. Garfield County granted $5,000 to SBDC at the beginning of the year. The additional money is meant to assist businesses in the western part of the county, an area that Commissioner Tom Jankowski says still hasn't recovered from the 2008 recession. Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.
If former Governor John Hickenlooper jumps into the race for U.S. Senate, he'll have the endorsement of one of Colorado's top politicians. Capitol correspondent Scott Frantz has more.
Seven-term Congressman Ed Perlmutter says Hickenlooper was an outstanding governor who would make a great senator. Perlmutter himself was viewed as a possible candidate for the Senate seat before announcing his support for Hickenlooper on Sunday. Democrats are hoping to defeat Republican Senator Cory Gardner as part of a bigger effort to gain a majority in the Senate. But some of the other Democrats in the race have been more critical of Hickenlooper. State Senator Angela Williams says he has a lot to explain to Colorado voters following his failed presidential bid. I'm Scott Frantz.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.